Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Unified Caring podcast of Caring Moments. Today, our special guest is Lane Michelle, who is going to talk to us about a new direction. And I love this, the custodians of the caring movement. I love the wording. I love the feeling of how that sounds. And so today's world is in most need of caring now more than ever, specifically a better way to care for ourselves and serve others and not just watching from the sidelines, but doing, you know, active engagement in building caring communities that make a difference. And as custodians, we take part in the action. Lane, good morning. I'm so happy that you're back with us, and I love this new direction, Custodians of the Caring Movement, and I can't wait for you to share it with everybody.
Good morning, Karen. It's beautiful to be back here on Caring Moments, and this is a big, big topic. It's one that it really is at the core of the Unified Caring Association and all we do with our now over 167,000 members across the U.S. Yeah, it's just that, boy, you said it exactly right. If there's, I mean, now more than ever, we need caring. And, you know, for ourselves, certainly, but the reality, the reality is serving others gives self-care meaning. And I'm going to come back to that because that's a very misunderstood element, but so simple and fundamental to how the caring movement expands. And so really, I'm very excited about talking about the core of what UCA does, what our members do, and how it impacts lives and ripples out. I mean, honestly, it ripples out in ways we never even really know most of the time, but every once in a while, we get a little bit of a wink and a glimpse, a thank you, a recognition of one member to another or a member to the association. And I'll share a couple of those as well here, but this is, Karen, you said it exactly right. Now, more than ever, we need this, and we need action around caring. So that topic, what a near and dear to my heart, one of the reasons why I'm a part of the organization.
Right, right. Well, this is a, as we discussed off air, it is a very turbulent time right now. And, you know, you just want to just go out and just hug everybody and say, it's going to be okay. You know
exactly.
What I mean? And I do.
Exactly.
I do.
Oh, I
and
know.
You know, you see these videos of what's going on in other places. You know, it hasn't really reached where I am, and I don't think it's reached where you are, right? But in the state that I live in, and in the state that you live in, there is a lot of just tumultuous activity, and it's heart-wrenching to watch. And you just want to go and just say, okay, hey, give me a hug. Let me just hug you.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
You do. You do.
Exactly.
You know, because
exactly.
it is so important right now to come together, and especially in a, you know, you start with your own neighborhood and then get it into your community and then have it spread that way. So how does Custodians of the Caring Movement, how does this get started? How, you know, how would you start it in your area? How do we start it here? Talk to us about that.
Okay, beautiful. Well, first of all, let's talk about custodian, and caring movement. And custodian, if you look it up, you're going to see it's a person or an organization that's responsible for protecting, caring, maintaining something of focus. And what we are talking about here is it just isn't the association as an organization, but every member of Unified Caring, every perspective. And when somebody wants to join the organization, very simple to do, go to unifiedcaring.org and be a part of being a custodian of the caring movement. And so you become a person, a member of an organization focused on being able to inspire caring acts to feed our members with the inspirational ideas, tools, resources, and content that helps members be able to do better self-care and take that care to their family, to the community, really to the world at large. And that fundamentally is the nucleus of a caring movement. Movement is key to this. It's about action. Like you just said when you opened up, it's just not watching from the sidelines, but doing. And we are all about doing. Many of our members have so many things they do in their communities, and we label them custodians. And a custodian is a very powerful concept because you're holding, you're responsible, and you're protecting, you're caring, you're putting caring into action. And honestly, we're looking for more members across the country to be a part of being a custodian, being someone who's going to take the caring movement and keep it going forward. And because it is about actively engaging in building caring communities and building care for family and taking care of yourself in that context as well. So that is custodians. That's caring movement. It's all about that action. It's about members of this association seeing, feeling, becoming aware of where there's needs, and then stepping up, including their own needs. I mean, if we aren't taking care of ourselves, it's pretty hard to empty out, as the concept is, to take better care of family or community. So we really put these two concepts hand in hand, and we'll be able to expand on that more. But Karen, that's the fundamental root of custodians and caring movement, because we believe we can be healthier, happier when we're connected, when we're working on this together, when we are in ourselves a community of custodians. So that fundamentally is what we're talking about.
I love that. I really do. And taking action, you know, watching from the sidelines, that really has to be so 2019. Now, you know,
yeah.
We are actually on the growing edge of compassion. And
We really are,
and I don't say that lightly. And it has nothing to do because I'm, you know, not because I am a proud member of Unified Caring, but because I am a proud member, not just because I belong, but because I believe in it. I believe in the things that Unified Caring is doing, and I think when we get back to basics, right? When we get back to basics of what humanity in of itself is all about, it is all about, you know, we have to take care of ourselves, like you said. Although it's like, you know, you're dying of thirst, but your water bottle's empty, right? You've given out everything that you have to give, but you have nothing left to give to yourself. So once you start to give to yourself, then it expounds and that ripple effect starts and you can start giving out to other people. And I think at the core of who humanity is, at the core of who we all are, that is who we all are. We've just forgotten. You know, because everything is everything is so busy.
Exactly. So we ask people if they're considering joining Unified Caring, being part of the membership we have, we ask them just sit down and ask you yourself a few questions. What is in your heart? Do you have caring, the desire to actively engage in spreading caring, to be caring, to better care for yourself? What is in your heart? How do you want to give back? What help do you need to get outside yourself to bring joy to others? Or to bring joy to nature, to the world?
Those simple
questions, you know, what's in your heart? What do you want to give back? And what help do you need? Those are fundamental key questions that, frankly, just exploring those takes you to a place of really being a custodian, really being aware of the need for the caring movement that you articulated. And that is a personal decision. You know, when people join this association, they're making a personal decision. They may join for a particular kind of benefit package or a part of the caring movement. There's various reasons, but fundamentally, what we're talking about here is a call to our members and to those who potentially want to be members to see themselves as a custodian. Join an organization that is supporting the custodians and building caring in communities, one community after another where members are. That is pretty exciting.
Well, and in time, I 100% agree with you.
You mentioned caring. Yeah, thank you. When you mentioned turbulent times, I mean, fundamentally, in turbulent times, you got to grab onto something exciting that tugs your heart, that enables you to be able to give back. And there's many ways to do that. This, you know, unified caring is not the only way, but we are right in the center of being custodians of what we need most in the world, more caring.
Right. Well, I want to bring up, just to expound on that, I do want to bring up something that, you know, when you become a member, whether you are a month-to-month member of this organization or a lifetime member of this organization, mm-hmm. anytime that you buy something from the shop, you are enabling Unified Caring to do things, you know, like with Mrs. Yauza. And I would like for you to talk about that, if you don't mind. Because that's the epitome. And that's, I think, what people really need to get is because, you know, when you donate to an organization, it's like, well, okay, but where is my money going? What am I doing? What does it do,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
This
right.
is a profound example of custodians of the caring movement. And this the ripple effect of the gratitude that I felt for everything that happened was so overwhelming. You know, this particular instance that when I shut up, you'll be able to talk about truly brought tears to my eyes. And I think anybody who even is aware of what's going on and the things
mm-hmm.
that we do. So, you know, I'll be quiet. And I really want you to talk about that for a moment, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. What Karen referred to, we just received an absolutely beautiful thank you card from one of our members, a family, and the father was stricken with COVID-19. In fact, he's one of the longest stays in a Northeastern hospital on ventilator. When the family reached out to us, when Mrs. Johns reached out to us, we did all we could to listen to her, from the first email to us, to the family reaching out to their association. We responded and did everything we could to help out. And they gave a beautiful note acknowledging and thanking us for that. And their, four children, and care for them. We just did everything. But really importantly is we did surrounded them with care and with love and support, and we weren't there to solve every problem, but we're certainly there to give compassion, to make sure their benefits were as fully exercised as possible. And we sent them one of our care packages. You see the beautiful care packages that are available in our Caring Community store online at unifiedcaring.org. We sent one that was all about health, and You know, Mr. Jansen needed a lot of support, and he still continues to, great news, by the way, he continues to recover. He's getting stronger and stronger, needing less medical support. I mean, it's a miracle. It's a miracle family. And we're so proud that they're members of the organization. But this is Caring Movement. We role model. In this case, we have the opportunity as an organization role model every contact point with the Jansen family, everything in terms of their benefits, the ability to wield into action. And we want to do, so we're looking for everything we can do. And this is just one example. When the gratitude comes back, as I was talking about, you know, at the start of this episode, every once in a while we get a little wink, a little sign. And the beautiful card that came yesterday, you know, really was a beautiful exchange and honoring, and it filled our hearts. I mean, I was tearing up as I'm reading it after opening the mail. But it was very sweet. One of our team members brought it in for me to open up and how personally involved that we all were in this. So that, Karen, is one of the examples of what we all have to do for each other, whatever resources,
right,
whatever tools are available. And
exactly.
We've had a resource on our website. It's a COVID-19 page. Very soon it's going to change, relabel. It's going to be called Turbulent Times. And that's because, we're dealing with a lot more than COVID-19 these days, aren't we?
We are.
Our north of us, two entire towns just burned down with the wildfire. And, you know, there's help needed there. There's, you know, all of our racial tensions are going on in the country. There's our elections coming up. There's so much going on. People, we need to help each other. We need to be here for each other. And you remember when you were saying, Karen, you just want to go out and hug people? Well,
yes.
I want to do that, but, you know, I want to smile with my eyes. I want to smile and laugh with people. I know you want to laugh with people, Karen.
Always.
Right? So there's many ways in our current time that are turbulent times that we can serve others in just a smile. And how about one of our blog articles I love also is, that's a little self-serving. I wrote that article. I didn't mean it that way, but it's about, you know, when you say, that's embarrassing. When you say, how are you?
I gotcha.
All right. When you say, how are you, mean it and stop
exactly.
And listen for the response. It is amazing how few people use that to really care for another person. It's simple, right? It's simple. And when we feel heard, we are cared for. And that's just a way to serve other people. So when we say, you know, when we say a caring movement, what do you do? It's simple things. You want to serve other people, or you want to even know what serving is? Smile. Laugh. Ask them how they're doing and really listen. And if you really want to wow them, don't just listen, but repeat back what you heard. And then you watch. They want to know how you're doing too. Because that's the way caring and community forms. It is this circle that grows. And that's what we're about. You know, we are going to, for more than a decade, have been focused on putting impactful caring into action through our CARE program. CARE, C-A-R-E, stands for children, animals, reforestation, and the elderly. And when you, Karen, talk about when you buy something from the Caring Community Store, when you become a member and pay your monthly, you know, dues, or you subscribe to particular benefits and a small portion of those dues go towards sponsorships of nonprofit organizations who are impactful at delivering caring to children, animals, reforestation, or the elderly. We put caring into action with a little bit of the collective strength of the association members. And as you've heard from other episodes, as you see from our website, some of our articles and our publications, we're able to really support some magnificent organizations in all four of those categories. And that's
exactly.
what you're serving others by being a part of an association that is a custodian of the Caring Movement as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Very well said. Very well said. You know, the there's needs everywhere for everybody. So with becoming a caring custodian and taking action, and but you have nothing to give, what is it that you would say to somebody who has, you know, they're just deflated of emotion, or, you know, mm-hmm. of even trying to help because they feel it doesn't make a difference because they're not seeing like
right.
global scale, but you know what
right.
I mean? But it starts on an individual
question.
Level, don't you think?
Well, you know, I think it actually starts there, but a little bit different in my experience and in our experience. It's serving others gives self-care meaning. So why is so much money going into self-care, self-help, and billions and billions of dollars, and people still are not feeling the change? What is the
exactly.
meaning for self-care? It's serving others gives that meaning to the self-care we're going to do. What serving others, that isn't just money. And by the way, you know, like an association of Unified Caring, it's a little bit of money, $15 a month if you want to start with a monthly. A little bit of that is pooled together to make big impact. And so just by being a member of the association, you're serving others. If you want
yes.
to personally serve others, you have not just money, but you have your time. You
exactly.
have
that's
your
what
time.
I was going
you,
for. Yeah,
you have
that's
kindness.
It.
Your
yes.
demeanor. So it's
yes.
not just money, because everybody wants to talk about get me your money. Well, no, wait a minute. We got a lot of things that we are as people. Your energy, your intention is giving. Your time
yes.
is giving.
Yes.
Your attitude is giving.
So for somebody who doesn't feel that they're seeing the benefit, you know, or they just felt like they've, you know, that they're always caring for somebody else and not for themselves, you would say, look at your actions. Look at what you're doing
exactly.
as the individual, because you are making a difference. You know, because you get, you know, I think flipping how people think about it is what's
mm-hmm.
important, and that's exactly what I was going for, because, you know, if when you feel depleted, if you sit back and take a look at what you've done for other people, right? Or
mm-hmm.
you can sit back and refill your cup just with that memory.
Yes,
and that will then
absolutely.
Recharge you to continue. Because, you know, working with people as I have for 2+ decades, right? Working with people,
mm-hmm.
I don't really ever get to see the benefit of their unfolding, right? Until
mm-hmm.
it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
right.
then they come back
right.
and say, wow, what a difference, you know, that made in my life. And then it's not that I feel like I'm taking credit for it, because I don't take credit for anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's everybody has the tools to do what they need to do within themselves, right?
Yeah.
And all
yes.
I'm doing is showing them what they already have inside.
Exactly.
And that's when the appreciation value, I think, really kicks in for your self-worth and for your self-care, is that
mm-hmm.
you just take a moment and reflect on what you've done, and it's like, wow, I feel good.
Yeah.
You know?
The power of
and
the
I think,
pause.
And I,
the power of
yeah,
the pause
and,
right there.
Yeah, exactly. And it is. It will replenish your cup if you feel like you're, you know, like you're drained, that will replenish it. And then that will give you
mm-hmm.
the energy to continue, you know. And
yeah,
I don't know. It is, I know what caring means different things to different people. You know, there is no one set rule. There is no one set opinion with, I don't know, 7+ billion people on the planet. You have 7+ billion different opinions, right?
Exactly.
There is no one. So when you are living your life by your rules, right? And
mm-hmm.
you are doing your best. Just, you know, it's like, take stock in
yes.
what you've accomplished. But don't look at it as a pat on the back, you know,
mm-hmm.
because you're not doing it for self, for that ego. You're doing it from a different place. You're doing it from the heart space. And when you do it
exactly.
from the heart space, that makes all the difference in the world. So
exactly. What's in your heart and how do you want to give back?
Exactly.
You know, you don't even
what's
have to,
in your heart?
You don't have to have the answers. You have to have the questions. And you have to kind of take the leap of that self-care, when it has meaning through serving others, actually works really well.
Yes.
It is very, very gratifying. And the appreciation, gratitude that comes out of that is enormous. And that just like the
Yonko
family, you know, that's a perfect example of it. So we say, you know, really, I just call on everybody, be a part of the caring movement. Embrace the building of compassionate solutions for yourself, for your family, for your community, and our planet. And let's do it together.
Exactly. Here's another question for you, Lane. One that just popped into my head. All right, so again, for somebody who is just so negative, how do you flip that? To have them feel, especially if they're negative about themselves.
Yeah.
Because the suicide rates right now are up for children. And I think that that is a sad, lost future resource.
Right.
How do you reach these children that are currently going through this, or these vets? I think 22,000 vets every year, which is so sad.
For vets as well.
You know, but
how do you reach them?
One
of the things, Karen, I mean, I personally don't have all the, none of us have all the answer on that big question.
But
it starts with your heart and compassion. And just when you, I tell people all the time, you know, when the idea of negativity comes, it's like if something is put in front of you, if you see a negative person, you see someone who appears suicidal, you see someone who's just very depressed, they were put in front of you for a reason, for you to have the opportunity to give compassion, to care. And oftentimes, it just takes asking the question, how are you? How may I help you? And just listening. Most people are not heard. They're not listened to today. And that's a huge, huge way of being compassionate for another. And then when something specific comes to mind or is given to you, well, now, if you want to be a custodian of the caring movement, you now have responsibility. A custodian takes responsibility to do something. And it doesn't have to be all on your back, because a community, more and more a community, is behind all that. We've got a lot of ills, a lot of things to, you know, correct here. And the great thing is we're becoming more and more aware of it. And therefore, when we become, I live my life, but if I become more aware, I got responsibility. There's something I need to do to spread caring.
Exactly. And that's what
that's
really
how I
love,
answer that. That's
appreciate.
That's a great question.
I this is what I truly, truly appreciate about Unified Caring, is that it reaches out to the individual level, right? It's not a corporation. I mean, we do reach out, like, to Feed the Children, major organizations, right? But to the individual, and to the individual to be heard, that Unified Caring does things on so many different levels for the person, for the family, for the community, you know. And
exactly.
I think that this is so huge, this new custodian of the caring movement. It is so huge. And I hope that you come back and continue to talk about this, because there's so much more. We, you know, 30 minutes goes by so fast with you and I. And
it does. And I will.
And there is so much more emphasis to put on how important the individual is in their own process of becoming. And be compassionate about yourself. You know, fill your own cup. Think back how wonderful the things that you've done that really helped, or, you know, that made a difference, that you didn't even realize that it made a difference. You know, you help somebody bring in their garbage cans, right?
Right.
Something so simple.
Simple.
So simple. And that's what life is about, the simple things. It's not about the money.
It is.
You know?
It is.
The fact
it's
that the money helps.
It's not about celebrity. It's not about money.
No.
About
the fact
really
that this money helps is beside the point. It's about you as an individual helping you become more of who you are. Ah, Lane, this has been so great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please come back. I really do want to talk more about this movement. And I hope that you have a great day.
I will.
Please stay safe. You know, continue to smile. Continue to let your light shine, because you are one that is really needed right now. You really are.
Oh,
so, everybody,
thank you
so much for tuning in. We do appreciate you. And please know, I did notice my typo this morning. My E key stuck. I will go in and fix it. So, anyway,
Karen,
darling, thank you so much. And we'll talk again soon. You have a great rest of your week.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that's it for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. We do appreciate you. Enjoy your week.